Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 18th of February, and right now it's cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy with thunderstorms in the morning, then clear with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. From low of 25 to high of 30 degrees Celsius, temperatures will be ranging, and it will be breezy with southerly winds at 5 to 25 kilometers per hour, shifting to the east in the afternoon. Chance of a rain is on 80%. Later on, we can expect again partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms after midnight. Easterly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour and chance of a rain on 70% with rainfall amounts near 5.1 millimeter possible. Morning humidity was on 82 and will drop on 62% by noon. Moon is in the first quarter, illuminated on 52%. Another weekend has passed with many events in and around the town. And the series of culture and other events continues today on with flute meditative concert at Pitanga at 7:30 p.m. with Jean-Christophe Bonafou, and tomorrow evening at Kripa at Kalabumi at 7:30 p.m. the Orville Theatre Group presents three dances in one with A Lost Part of My Body, solo by Savitri Maya, following by Shaman Shadow, a multimedia dance work in progress with projected imaginary flow of paintings by Jorgen Putz from Aurobindavan, and with music called Bread by flutist Sungbil Young from Korea, with a dance and choreographer Grace Gittadella, and the evening will conclude with Rise, dance performance by Be in Motion with Irene Sposetti and Johan Nielsen. And here's Jean-Christophe explaining what he has prepared for tonight. Hey, good morning, Christophe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
The last 10 days I was in bed because I hurt my back.
You hurt your back? Oh.
Yeah, but now it feels better. Yeah.
But you are having the concert tonight, right?
Yes.
At 7:30 in Pitanga.
7:30 in Pitanga, yes.
So beside the pains in your back, you will still keep it? The concert is still going on?
Yeah, I will still do it, because now I feel better.
Ah, okay.
And I will do it, but not too long, I think. Maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, and more like a flute meditation, you know, not like a concert.
That will be concert flute. Only you on the flute, no piano accompanied, just you, yeah?
Yeah, just me and one tempura, you know? To accompany, yeah.
So who would be on tempura?
Teresa. She's a newcomer. She's staying in discipline. So she plays. She will play tempura, and I will play the flute. Yeah. Are you coming, maybe, or not?
Yeah, we'll come.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
But tell me, you were saying it would be meditative music. So what, as a listener, what can I expect? What kind of music that would be?
It will be improvised music. I still don't know what I will do. I will play with the flow. So I could play Indian raga, but maybe I will just play what I feel in the moment. So it's not... I don't know how can I tell you what music to expect. I don't know.
You will really improvise with the people, your feelings, and probably it will depend on the people who would be there, yeah? The audience.
Of course, about it depends on the energy around and how I feel, and but it will be like relaxing. It won't be something or fast or energetic, or, you know, it's something like more like you go in meditation through the sound.
Cool, yeah, nice. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Jean-Christophe.
It won't be a music to entertain people, you know? Not at all, but more to... You can close your eyes and just relax. And yeah.
Thank you, Jean-Christophe, and see you tonight, yeah?
Yes, okay. Have a nice day and see you.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Following is an interview done by Herman with Nishtha talking on translation of old Vedic text into more poetic forms, because Nishtha is presenting new next few Wednesdays at 5 p.m. at Verite Hymns of the Rig Veda to Goddess Saraswati in the original Vedic Sanskrit and their English translation in the light of the Sri Aurobindo's Vedic interpretation.
Hello friends, this is Nishtha talking here, and I wanted to introduce the program which I'm doing in these weeks. We started already last Wednesday in Verite And I will be presenting hymns from the Rig Veda to Saraswati. And I thought, especially because it is Saraswati, there would be many people could relate to that. Because the other Vedic goddesses are not so easy to understand and also are not much known. And just to give a short idea, there are a few really big hymns to Saraswati in the Rig Veda. One is by the seer Bharadvaja in the 6th mandala, for those who are a bit familiar with the Rig Veda. Two quite special hymns are by the Rishi Vasishta from the 7th mandala. And then there are what are called sub-hymns, hymns with several verses. And it's actually only of one of these Sri Aurobindo has translated them, which is in the first book, in the 3rd mandala, to Saraswati, where the very psychological meaning comes out of this goddess. Whereas in the other hymns, there is always this symbolism of the river. Because for the Rishis, she was the river of heaven, the stream of inspiration, but she is also explained in terms as if she is a material river. And we know that in the tradition, there was that river Saraswati, which finally people found out dried up around 1800 BC, which could be also a good way of archaeologically determining somehow how old is the Veda, because in the Veda she flows from the mountains to the ocean, which must have happened many thousands of years earlier. Maybe to give an idea, because one of my main aspects of my presentation is also that I'm chanting these hymns in the originally and not in the traditional way, which was made just not to forget the text, but to show the metrical restored text, which means to chant it really as the poetry, which is not known at all in India and which was done 150 years ago by Western scholars. And I have started to do this myself, and it makes complete sense. And while I chant even the traditional text, I will automatically restore the meter. This is difficult now to explain to listeners without giving a sample. But I will just chant the 3 verses from to Saraswati, which Sri Aurobindo has translated. Where he says, "Purifying Saraswati, may she desire of our sacrifice." And where she is called the impeller to happy truth and the awakener in consciousness to right thinkings. And that the 3rd verse says, "Saraswati by the perception awakens the great flood of the superconscient and illumines entirely all the thoughts." Vaka nach Saraswati vaje bhirvaji nivati yajnam vashtu diavasu chodai tri sunruta nam jetanti sumati nam yajnam date Saraswati maho arnach Saraswati prajetayati ketuna Dio Vishva Virachati. So these were just 3 verses in the coming weeks, which means 3 Wednesdays more in Verity. I will go through these other hymns which Sri Aurobindo didn't translate, and we'll also chant them in that way fully, and then we will go verse by verse through each hymn. And I really invite people also to listen to this symbolism, reflect on it while we are in the session together, because it's helpful to look with many minds to this symbolism, and also people might have experiences of this river and can relate to some verses in a special way. So that's all what I wanted to say, and maybe we will see next Wednesday.
Also, people will have the opportunity to chant together with you at the sessions, right?
Yeah, that's what we did last time, especially with a beautiful verse that we can, it depends on the people who are there, but in generally I felt last time people really liked it, and we also chanted a few of these verses together. For example, the one which I chanted now we could do, or some beautiful lines in the other hymns. True, yeah. Yes.
And could you just remind the people again what's the location and time for the next meeting?
Okay, right. So it is in Verity, and the next meeting is on Wednesday the 20th, then it will be on the 27th, and then finally I think another Wednesday it will be on the 3rd, if I remember right. And it's always in the afternoon from 3 to 5.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you too.
At the Matrimandir Amphitheater on Thursday, 21st of February, at the Mother's Birthday, will be a collective meditation at 6 a.m. with the recording of a text from Mother's Agenda played. Entrance is by Second Banyan Gate, and gates open at 5:30 a.m. And in the afternoon, at 5:30 p.m., also at Matrimandir Amphitheater, it will be reading of passages from Savitri, Book of the Divine Mother, and the Book of Birth and Quest, accompanied by flute. Entrance from the office gate. Tokens for Mother's Room Darshan on 21st February for persons who registered their names last week will be on Tuesday and Wednesday, 19 and 20th, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Pitanga in Samasti. And tokens which are not collected by Wednesday at 6 p.m. will be given away to Aurobindans on the waiting list. Steps Ahead, presented by Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with other working groups, continues with the events for the birthday week. So on Wednesday, Lavanir Daravil will present at Conference Room in Town Hall between 10 a.m. and noon, and between 3 to 5 p.m., how to hasten the advent of the new world and how to build the city that is needed. And in the afternoon, Lavanir will dwell more into the issues of land protection. On Friday, also in Conference Room in Town Hall between 10 a.m. to noon, Kailash Clinic and Auroville Integral Health Team will present next steps in integral health for Auroville. Saturday, also in Conference Room in Town Hall, would be dedicated to AVI talks by our friends who visit us each year. And this series will conclude on Tuesday, 26th, at Unity Pavilion International Zone between 10 a.m. to noon and between 2 to 4 p.m. because the International Zone wants to move ahead with the development of the city and invites to see together our steps. And the day will conclude with classical music at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone. Bonjour India is sharing a French culture with India, and within those events, Alliance Française presents tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Amazon Colombani in Pondicherry, La Pearl of Pascal Bruckner, writer and essayist. At Hotel Accord between 22nd and 24th of February will be held an international music therapy conference, Hidden Potential, which is being held for the first time in India to create awareness among medical professionals regarding the hidden potential inherent in both Indian and Western music in healing various diseases. The conference is organized by Bharati Educational Trust. Lavanir Daravil shares with the community an announcement that construction of Outer Ring Road continues, saying that the first 78-meter stretch of the Outer Ring Road behind Corfu has been completed. Road service has been asked to start the next phase and are ready to build and pave this road in the direction of celebration. Marking work with white lines and planting of roads has already begun. For further queries, please get in touch with Lavanir or Road Service. Auroville Basket League 2013 is going on until 28th of February, every day at 32 Sports Ground between 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and in the evening between 4 to 6 p.m. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The One Who We Adore as the Mother. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they will follow Tagore series, and today at 8 p.m. we can see drama, Natir Puja, The Dancing Girls Worship, made in India in 1932, directed by Rabindranath Tagore himself. Tomorrow they will screen drama, Four Chapters, made in India in 1997, by director Kumar Sahani, and on Wednesday we can see drama Ghost, Hungry Stones, made in India in 1960, by director Tapan Sinha. If we had a truly living faith, an absolute certitude of the almighty power of the divine, his manifestation could be so evident that the whole earth would be transformed by it. Are the words of the mother in the words of the mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rulradio.org.